This is Corinne LaRue with California Ag Today. The University of California, Davis is spearheading a five-year, $15 million research project into the impact climate change may have on wheat and accelerating the development of varieties that will respond better to increased heat if needed. Plant sciences professor George Dubakowski says most of the wheat varieties that are grown in the U.S. are developed by universities.
To keep the modernization of these breeding programs, we will have access to drone data. We will have access to a centralized database to keep all the information there.
The project is supported with USDA grant funding. Dubakowski says since the climate is changing, varieties that are already in existence may not adapt, and the wheat quality will suffer.
If you continue breeding and you can do it in a fast way, you can release varieties by selecting faster. You can do it in 4 or 5 years instead of 10, 15 years to release the variety. So you are more adapted to the climate as it is today.
Several universities across the country will participate in the research work, including the University of Idaho, Washington State University, and Montana State University. In a February release, USDA's drought monitor says about 70% of the United States is abnormally dry or in some state of drought. Experts say March rains could change the tune of production for the year. For California Ag Today, I'm Corinne LaRue with the Agriculture Information Network.